Mini episode 845 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 845. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Fargo episode 3.8. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season, seventh episode. Number five, is Mr. Wrench a figment of fan service or somebody who will matter in the story? Nikki's seatmate on the bus back to the Slammer has now appeared in all three versions of the series, but it remains to be seen if his appearance was a throwaway, a glorified sight gag, or if he plays some part in helping to get Nikki away from Varga's planned assault. Number four, peak Varga may have just expired. Sure, his plan B for offing Nikki may very well have succeeded at the end of the episode, but plan A was foiled by Gloria, whose new sidekick also got Varga's Patsy Emmett to sound very guilty. Donnie's surely going to report back about the incursion at the police station, so Varga's about to start getting some very unwanted spotlight hitting his operation in the shadows. Number three, Emmett being the world's worst criminal is providing Gloria with some much-needed help. She and Winnie are having to work very hard to overcome the willful incompetence of their superiors, but Emmett's diarrhea of the mouth when confronted with a badge is going to keep him in the legal crosshairs, and it may have blown up the potential deal to sell the parking lot business to the widow Goldfarb that Cy was working so hard to put together. Number two, Cy is looming as the pivot point of the season. Our previous speculation had centered on Cy and Nikki, the devils on the shoulders of the warring Stussy brothers as the wild cards of season three. Now, we don't know that Nikki will live past her ill-fated bus ride, and we also get a glimpse of next week's coming attraction of Cy collapsing, but the latter incident has to be a red herring. Gloria is running out of threads to pull at this point, and Cy is increasingly devastated at both being Varga's bitch and seeing his best friend turn against him. As we've seen before, Cy is in danger as long as Varga thinks that he could sell him out, but Cy's perception of the degree of danger, if it comes in time, could push him into the arms of law enforcement. Number one, the pacing will really need to pick up. As Yogi Berra used to say, it's getting late pretty early out here. Think back to where we were after seven episodes in the first two renditions of Fargo. We were in the midst of a strong run to the end of the season. That's not to criticize where we are right now, not necessarily anyway, but it backs up our point from last week. Those critics who find this season overly derivative of the last two are increasingly missing the point, at least in terms of the structure of this season, which is obviously a very important element. From the one meeting that Gloria had with Emmett, which was crashed by Varga, she knows that he's an important player, but can't really know much more than that given what's been put in front of her so far. And the Gloria-Varga showdown is the main dynamic of the season. Varga has taken the measure of his adversary, gathering intel on her operation, but he's so deep into the shadows that she doesn't even know his name, his business, anything, really. Episode 3.8 is going to have to be huge in terms of defining the battle between Gloria and Varga explicitly so that the last two episodes of the season make sense and don't feel overly rushed. We're reserving judgment because this great franchise has surprised us time and again, most recently with the demise of Ray and possible demise of the woman branded his syphilitic floozy by Cy. And by the way, we're stealing that description for future use. But they're really on the clock next week. The next installment may make or break this season, and we're too smart to bet against the creative team at this point. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we've
bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.